yourself, anything.
I'm going to show you. A woman who was nursing. She saw on Monday a kesem, and she learned that as soon as you see a kesem, you're supposed to do a bedika. So she did a bedika when she found the kesem, and somebody just told me now, past week, he said that he was by a Shavim Shir from Chashver Rav here in Yerushalayim, and he teaches Chassanim. Gets there after the shir, the Rav came over to him and he said, "No, what did you say about anything about the shir?" The shir was terrific. He says, "Except for one thing, that he said to do bedika after you find some." So he's mafted to him. Gets there, they had a whole back and forth, and I don't know if it was Sava Rekibo, but there's still people that pass in there nowadays. Gets there, that's how she learned. She did a bedika after her kesem. Baruch Hashem, it came out fine. Problem was that her husband showed the kesem to the Rav, and it had gone through, and you got on something white, and was matame. The kitzer, she became tame. She was tahara. She went through the color and went on to the white. Not like the bit. I'm sorry. And went on to kuftadi, tela chachma, and it was found on white. Memela, she became tame. She wasn't really thinking that she's getting her period, so she didn't have it in mind the whole week. Comes Friday, she's running around all Friday afternoon. Kitzur, she lights benches lech, and remembers, "Oh, Shrek, I'm supposed to be doing a Heftik Tara today." She quickly runs to the bathroom, does Heftik Tara, and she sees that it's a minute and a half after Shkim. Hechi, daini daini, lahai din. So, mitzad, when she did her Heftik Tara. So Lechura, you have to do Heftik Tara before Banish Mashas. That's clear in the Beis Yosef, like he speaks out, Barichus. And even if you're not doing a Maich, the Heftik Tara has to be done before Banish Mashas. The Shaila is, what's with a minute and a half? So if she came out and was already a minute and a half afterwards, and maybe she did a Bedika before, and she can presume that she got the Bedika in before Shkia, she would be okay. But if she only got it in a minute and a half afterwards, then Poiskim and Eretz Yisrael, for the most part, are very machmirut. Most Poiskim and Eretz Yisrael, not with regard to Bedikas of Zayin Akim, with regard to Heftik Tara specifically. Rabbi Yasha was extremely machmir. He said not even a minute after Shkia. However, he said he could go with the latest calendar. And Mamela and Echanami, I just actually got this question not long ago. It was like 2 or 3 minutes after Shkia. I said, "I can't help you, but if you can find the calendar, I'm sure you'll find one that has it a little bit later than the one that you found. And in Echanami, you'll be okay. However, if you got it on the latest calendar, it's a minute and a half after the latest calendar, in Echanami would be problematic." Now, even if she got it beforehand, the Shaila is, does it work Bechlal? If she finds a later calendar, and it's 2 minutes later, she got it in beforehand. However, she was already Mekabel Shabbos. She already, Ben Shlich, knows Mekabel Shabbos. If somebody gets to be Mekabel Shabbos, it's Machlaikis. She was Deshin, seems to say, from Mekabel Shabbos. Certainly, if the call was Mekabel Shabbos, maybe Dafka the call and her, maybe just her, should be a problem. Lamais, at the end of the day, we go like the Ramah, that Lechatchila, we try to do it beforehand. However, with the Evid, if you did not have a chance, then as long as you did it before Shkia, you're okay, even though it's after your Makabal Shabbos, and even after the Kabbalah, it's Makabal Shabbos. Generally nowadays, it's really not that way. Come with the Kabbalah later. Yesh Lodin on that also. Now the Shaila is, let's say it was talk after Shkia. Can she use her original Bedika from the first day that she was told that she's supposed to do Bedika after the Kesem? She can use that Bedika as her Heftik Tara. Why can't that work? The Shaila is, when did she do it? So it was done on the day that she found out. So we saw when he gets a re sharing, and that was the Gemara, that Rebbe asked, Shvi, Chamish, Shishi, Chamish, Revi, Shlishi, Sheni. And he said, it's fine to do a Heftik Tara. Your mission, Chaval Shalei, Shalti, is maybe your matter also. The Gemara says, why didn't he ask the Chatchila? Because Hulz the Gemara in a Pesuach, and that's a big Gemara, like Yishenim, how do we pass the Lechel HaMaisa? Do we say that it's not Shaykh to do a Heftik Tara? Bechlal, on your mission, even a Mezadok, that was a tzad, maybe, in the Beis Yosef brings down. Or do we say that no, for sure, Ma'ech Dachuk is going to help, but you need to do a Ma'ech Dachuk, and you can't do a Bedika in the morning. Everybody passes the Ma'isa, Sayyidah Rambam, Sayyidah the Machaber, Sayyidah Ramah, you cannot do a Bedika on Yom Rishon. Baboiker, if it's in the morning. Baboiker means, says the Pesach Tshuva from the Reid Yehuda, before Mincha Ketana, just 2.5 hours beforehand. Today was 4 4:13. Thank you. 3:13. Sorry, 3:13 was Mincha Ketana. You wouldn't be able to do before Mincha Ketana, even with the other, it wouldn't work. Because the hook's in mind of Pesuach Hayom. However, the Shaila is, do you have to do, if you had a proper Riyah of Yom Rishon, one day, can you do a Bidika without doing a Meich Dachuk? The Das of Mechaber is that you have to do Dafka Meich Dachuk, and it's Ma'akiv in the Evan. If you don't do Meich Dachuk, if you have Yiriyah Yom Rishon, with only one day, and the Ramah says, no, but the Evan, it works, even if it's done as long as it's before Shkia, even as long as it's not done in the morning. The Sidur Torah is Matmiya on the Ramah, and he says the Chora Rav Rishayim will hold not like him. Rav Rishayim will hold like the Mechaber that you have to do Bidika L'chol HaPachas after. You have to do Bidika. Either a Bidika Shachas works, or you need a Meich Dochum. But Rav Rishayim did not hold that you can do one before Shkia. Mele he's Matmiya, and that's the Chaschilu. We go like the Mechaber that she should be doing a Meich Dochum. Bidiyavid, maybe B'Shas Adchak, it could be Mekel. To go with the Pashas of the Ramah, that one should ask a Shaila. But in our case, the Chura, you could tell us since it was only a Ketzim, it wasn't Hosek Amayna Pasuach Lamaisa. And therefore, in this case, she would be okay either with this Bedika, or if she was either with that Sektari that she had, which she should have done Mechatzchila before Shkia, if she got it in before Shkia, and if not, then she'll have an original Hesek Torah that she did after the Ketzim.